All right, we are back in session. Bringing us to item number 14, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve and authorize the county manager to sign an 18-month contract extension between Story County and Lakota HRM LLC, a Nevada limited liability company, to provide labor relation guidance and administration, interpret and guide application of labor agreements and personnel policies, perform and oversee administrative investigations, and endure due process and discipline are administered in compliance with union agreements and personnel policies. This item is continued from July 2021 board meeting. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Austin Osborne, County Manager. For the record, we're asking to continue a contract that exists now for Lakota HRM Human Resources to perform mostly labor-related cases, whether they're grievances or like we saw earlier in today's agenda, that kind of stuff. She also has been working on migrating the 474 Fire District over completely pursuant to NRS. She's been heavily involved in that and a couple other other projects like that. So I think it would be prudent to go 18 more months to be able to do this and have that resource there. And then during that time, we are migrating a lot of things regarding labor and other that to our existing HR staff. And at that point, we believe we'll be able to be fully independent and keep it at that point.
Thank you for that, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 14? As a reminder, you can use star six to unmute yourself or the raise your hand feature on Zoom. Not seeing any public comment on Zoom. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, thank you, sir. I would just say that I'm pleased that we are upgrading our HR programs and that we have this level of specialization. So I'm confident we're moving in the right direction here.
All right, I would agree. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
I think definitely long term, you know, transitioning these functions in house makes good sense. As an interim measure, I think it's great to be able to take advantage of the expertise that this company provides to us.
I agree. With that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign an 18-month contract extension between Story County and Lakota HRM LLC, a Nevada limited liability company, to provide labor relations guidance and administration, interpret and guidance and guide application of labor agreements and personnel policies, perform and oversee administrative investigations, and ensure due process and discipline are administered in compliance with union agreements and personnel policies.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving right along to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. Acknowledgement of the resignation of Eileen F. Harrington as Virginia Township Justice of the Peace and declaring a vacancy pursuant to NRS 283.040.
Judge Harrington, Judge Eileen Harrington, for the record.
I'm sorry. We'll go to Assistant DA Loomis first.
Sorry, I didn't understand that Judge Harrington was going to address the board, so let me hold off on any comments until she's done.
Sounds good. Okay. Back Thank to the you. Judge.
Okay. Hold off, Keith. Okay. And yeah, it's very strange sitting down here and seeing you up there, and don't get too comfortable.
I'm taking care of your space.
Okay.
I promise.
So Chairman Carmona and Commissioners Mitchell and Gilman, I want to start by saying that I'm a dedicated servant to our great community, and I'm just one of the many elected officials who proudly serve the citizens of Story County. And I came to work for Story almost 24 years ago. After 15 years with the District Attorney's Office, I was elected to serve as Justice of the Peace. We were a quiet, rural community at that time, and then TRI happened. Try, the country's largest industrial park, landed in our county and spawned over 100 companies, companies like Tesla, Blockchain, Google, Panasonic, and Switch, just to name a few. And before I go on here, this is in no way a criticism for Chairman Gilman. This is just reality and what's happening. I hope you understand that. So we've all felt it. And even though it's brought a tsunami of opportunity to the region, it's also flooded many county offices with levels of work never seen before. I was looking at some numbers, and back in 2013, we saw 566 traffic cases compared to over 2,000 cases by 2019. Fines collected for the county have grown from about $50,000 in 2013 to over $212,000 just this last year. On the criminal side, since 2015, sentencing in our court have increased over 100%. Our felony cases have dramatically increased also. More felony cases came through our court in the last 2 years than in all my other years put together. These cases involve murders, sexual assault, kidnapping, drug trafficking, and high-level property crimes. The Justice of the Peace is the only elected county position where the salary is set by you, the commissioners. A very long time ago, it was resolved that the JP's salary would run with the salaries for recorder and treasurer. Try, however, has outrun us all, and I hope that others would agree with me when I state that it needs to change. Like my fellow elected officials, I am dedicated to Story County. Unlike them, however, my position is not bound by the salary confines of Nevada Revised Statute, which assigns counties to tiers based on formulas. Formulas that could have never anticipated Try. Every one of us deserves fair compensation, and I am here today as the first person to speak up. It's my humble opinion that the ever-growing demands of the Justice of the Peace position, not only from Try, but from bail reform, criminal jury trials, and the recent unprecedented legislative changes warrant additional compensation. It's an honor to serve as your Justice of the Peace. I value and admire our county's current administration. County Manager Austin Osborne is a longtime friend, and this process has only strengthened my belief in his ethics and professionalism. Since submitting my letter of resignation, it became clear to me that I'm pretty much married to this position. Sorry, Mr. Harrington. It's been an emotional time. I am passionate about this job. My letter of resignation reflects a level of frustration that has been building, and I'm sure other officials have felt it as well. So at this time, I am withdrawing that letter with the hope that you will agree that salary adjustments are long overdue for every Story County official serving under a pay scale that no longer reflects reality. I am asking that you promptly address these issues, not only for my position, but for others who serve in this unique and one-of-a-kind place we call the Comstock. Thank you. Any questions?
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the judge?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
I have no questions. I have a few things I'd like to say, but I'll hold those.
Okay.
I don't have any questions at the moment. I will go to public comment and then maybe save my questions for after. Is there any public comment regarding the judge's statements? I'll remind folks that they can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. And I'll give it just a moment. All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you like to make your statements at this point?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, you know, when I saw this agenda item, I reached out to the judge in the spirit of disclosure. You know, I've been impressed with the way that she's handled her duties, and didn't, unless it was the will of the voters, I didn't want to see her go before the end of her term, certainly. And I wanted to thank Judge Harrington for highlighting this issue. You know, I think it's one we all know that Story County is a unique place. We have a small community, and it's one of the things that I love about it, but we have big things happening. And as she's pointed out, the workload has increased substantially. Our staffing levels, while they've increased some over the last few years, has not increased at the same rate. And in addition, you know, there's acute concern, and I'll just mention this, which is tangential, but over rapidly rising dependent health care costs. That's something that's facing a lot of people in our society right now. It's a real issue, and it's, you know, I'm cognizant of that. You know, we traditionally, as a county, have run lean without a lot of bureaucracy or layers of staff, and overall, I support continuing that same approach. We've also traditionally had, quote unquote, working elected officials, meaning though by statute they may not be required to spend substantial amounts of time in the office, but they have shouldered a good chunk of that work personally. I think it's worked well for us to have engaged and what we call working elected officials. You know, and in addition, as the judge pointed out, the legislature continues to pile on new requirements and mandates, which can definitely feel overwhelming. And so with that in mind, you know, I believe I'm grateful that the judge is willing to retract her letter. And I believe that we need to take a comprehensive look at how we will continue to meet the needs of the county and provide the services to the people of the county. And I think that that look should include a comprehensive compensation study that includes both appointed and elected officials, and then to make adjustments if needed within the next regular cycle for that, which would be our budget cycle for next year. I believe that that's the proper way to do it, but that we can get out in front of that by doing some of the preparatory work before we get to that point. I think also, you know, that comprehensive look should look at compensation for all county staff in all categories. You know, we are slated next year to renegotiate the AFSCME contract, and so it's a natural time to look at that as well, make sure that we're competitive in that regard. And while we certainly don't have control over most elected official salaries, with one notable exception, as those are set by state statute, there may be opportunities for us to seek some sort of reclassification with the state through political or lobbying efforts and with the legislature, and that may be something that we'll want to look into as well. So if the board's amenable, I'd like to request that we instruct staff to start on these efforts so that we're prepared to implement this in a well-thought-out way that's fair and balanced and supported by facts, and to make sure that we can retain our best people and continue to be an effective and a stable organization, and to make sure that we do that properly. So that's my statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I would echo your sentiments. I'm happy to see the retraction of your resignation. And I would agree that, you know, Story County is indeed not what it was 5 years ago, 3 years ago. And I don't know that anybody could have foreseen what we have become. And that's not a bad thing. I would say, like you said, if we're going to look at this, it's got to be across the board for everybody. I think that's the fair way to do it. I think that if we are going to do that, we're definitely going to direct staff to look at everybody's salaries and see where they fall. And we will make those adjustments accordingly. So
I don't know if we need to make that motion now. County Manager Osborne, you have something to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. There's a couple things I feel necessary for me to say as the county manager for the county. I think a lot of people know that Judge Harrington or Eileen, you know, and I are very good friends. However, this has been very uncomfortable in some of this because I want it very clear that in this case, Eileen can attest that I have kept myself very distant from this. There has been no brokering or negotiating or any kind of influence made by me in this process, regardless of where it goes. When I took this job, I made a pledge to my department heads and to my other staff and our elected folks that I work with every day that I would manage my office through a highest level of integrity that I feel that I can possibly achieve. And that's making sure that I treat my department heads similarly or equitably, and that when we do things like salary increases or adjustments to benefits, health benefits, whatever it might be, that I treat those folks fairly and that we look at them all together and look at what is appropriate, such as the things that have been said today. So I will intend to keep my promise of maintaining integrity and separating myself where necessary, working with human resources through processes they have in place already per policy for these sorts of things, and then maintaining my working relationship with our elected officials, whether it's the judge or the clerk treasurer or recorder or you all, whichever office it might be. So I'm happy to answer any questions procedurally. Our HR folks are on as well that can answer any policy related questions. But I do know there's some department heads here listening, and I want them to know that this means a lot to me, and I'll continue to maintain that. Thank you.
All right. Keith Loomis has his hand raised, I assume on purpose.
It is. I just want to caution the board on whatever motion you're going to make, that it's got to align with what is agendized. And to make a motion to do a salary study is going to be outside of the agenda language.
I actually did not assume we were making any motion outside of I didn't plan on making any motion, Keith.
Okay.
So thank you for that, though.
Yep.
I will ask you this question, though. Do we need to make a motion regarding retracting or accepting the retraction of her resignation?
No, an elected official can withdraw their resignation at any time up until the point where they actually do leave office. And so this is completely within her rights, and it doesn't require an action by the board.
Okay. So seeing that the resignation is no longer on the table, we now have item number 16 to deal with. Obviously that is no longer in play. Are we going to take public comment for that anyway, or are we just going to, how do we handle item number 16?
Take it off the agenda.
I would just out of caution, just take public comment if there is any.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Keith. All right. Thank you very much, Judge Harrington. Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Thank you for your comments, Vice Chairman Mitchell. We will take no action on item number 15, bringing us to item number 16, which is a discussion for possible action. Consideration possible approval to provide direction to staff regarding recruitment and appointment of interim justice of the peace for a term beginning January 1, 2022, expiring January 3, 2023, to fulfill an unexpired term, which is no longer necessary. but we will take public comment on this item anyway. Is there any public comment on this item? All right. Not seeing any public comment. I'm going to assume my fellow commissioners have no comments on this. So we are going to move on to item number 17, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District, bringing us to item number 18, which is to discuss discussion for possible action, consideration and possible action to approve the Story County Fire Protection District operating plan and cooperative agreement with Sparks Fire Department. Chief Longcar.
Yes, Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record. This is similar to some of the other agreements I have brought for you already. It is just an annual operating plan between us and the city of Sparks. I'll answer any questions on it. Like I said, it's similar language to other agreements we have with our neighbors. So we keep with the same billing schedule and language in most all of these agreements.
I got to chime in. We need to get you a light because you look like you're in the FBI background or the witness protection program.
I had to close the curtains because the staff's still working quite a bit out there. I didn't want them dancing around behind me.
All right. Thank you for that. Let me, we'll take public comment on item number 18. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding item number 18?
I have none, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything? All right, I don't have any questions for you. So with that said, Vice Chairman, do you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Fire Protection District operating plan and cooperative agreement with Sparks Fire Department and authorize the fire chief to sign.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 19. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve the Story County Fire Protection District automatic aid agreement with Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District, Sparks Fire Department, North Lyon County Fire Protection District, and Pyramid Lake Fire. Chief Longcar.
Yes, Commissioners, this one I do want to hit on a couple things with. This has been a longstanding automatic aid agreement we've had with Truckee Meadows, and it's for that I-80 corridor. We go out, we provide initial response to any incident within that I-80 corridor, essentially from Sparks all the way to Fernley. With this new agreement, we're actually shortening our response area. North Lyon is taking a bigger section from the east. So it's going to reduce the amount of time that we have to provide out there, the number of calls we have to do as well. So those were the only modifications really made to this agreement from what was already standing, as well as instead of Truckee Meadows sending an engine and us sending an engine to a simple motor vehicle accident, it will just be us unless we request other resources.
All right, thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding item number 19? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions for Chief?
Well, it seems to me that this certainly benefits our county, Chief, and so I believe that it's the proper direction we should take. Are you in agreement with that? Keith or Jeremy?
Yes. And all these agreements, this is neighbor helping neighbor. You know, with this, we're doing this for Truckee Meadows. But in turn, when we call for help, Truckee Meadows is one of the big red machines that come out and help us as well. So this is neighbor taking care of neighbor stuff here.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we've raised our rates. Wink, wink. It's also a little better for us to go out there and help a neighbor, right?
Well, and under this agreement right here, we provide to them at no charge whatsoever. Oh. With those rates, though, if we do go out and mitigate something on the interstate, I use this example last time when we were discussing our rates, say a tanker truck does roll over and we have to mitigate those. Yes, we do bill that company for that cleanup and recovery. And with our increased rates, that does help us, you know, sustain it better and replenish our supplies we utilize.
Good. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
No, I think it makes good sense.
Yep, as do I. All right. Thank you, Chief, for that. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the automatic aid agreement with Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District, Sparks Fire Protection District, North Lyon County Fire Protection District, and Pyramid Lake Fire, and authorize the fire chief to sign.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
All right, bringing us to item number 20, which is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Comstock chapter of Ask Me Local 4041 to amend appendix. Toby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is simply making adjustments to the classification plan for the current Ask Me contract to add 5% incentive pays to both the functions of floodplains management duties and compliance coordination duties. These were incentive pays that were agreed to through the budget process, and we are asking for the changes to take effect as of July 1st, 2021.
All right, thank you, Toby. Is there any public comment regarding item number 21 and the amendments? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to add or questions for Toby?
I do not, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman, anything?
Toby, can you just help us understand the implication here? Is the implication that this allows for current employees to take on these roles so that we don't have to add employees with specific job titles that handle these things?
That's correct on the first part of that. There are currently employees who have been performing these roles in addition to the duties outlined in their actual job descriptions since July 1st, and at least one of them since shortly before July 1st. So this is just compensating them for the additional duties they've taken on. And the intent of the incentive at this time is to further examine these roles as to whether or not they warrant creating standalone job titles just to perform these duties. We feel that with an additional year to just evaluate these, we'd be better prepared to determine whether or not a separate job description for these would be necessary.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, and I have no further questions. So with that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Comstock chapter, Ask Me Local 4041, to amend the appendix.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Toby, for that.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible action to approve business license second readings, A through L. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, we have two. Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the second reading of business licenses listed as A through L under item number 22.
We'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 23. This is public comment regarding items not listed on today's agenda. As a reminder, you have 3 minutes. Is there any public comment today, folks out in Zoom land, since there's virtually nobody in-house? Two of you in-house? No. Not seeing any public comment, that brings us to item number 24. That is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:07, and we are going to call this meeting adjourned. See you all back in a couple weeks at the old courthouse.